Ciro Sainz en su lista. La propuesta de la Chimba de Francis, la de la Pinatel, la propuesta de la Chimba de Francis, la propuesta de la Chimba de Coach to Aku, en la Dodge, en several minutes. But also, what I'm going to request from this meeting is for us to make it a standard that as of now, after we've approved today's minutes, as of now, minutes of the previous week must be approved the following week, because it's starting to create problems when decisions have to be made or when departments have to react to whatever requests we are making. There's too big a gap. If you look at the very mining charter report, which was the head of. So I hope all members did receive the report and everybody read their report, because I'm just going to go through the pages and you contribute whatever you have to contribute on a relevant page, so that at the end of it you can add whatever recommendations you want to add, adopt it and move on. Are we agreed? Any comments? None. So before we start with the report, let's start with the adoption of the minutes. How many sets of minutes do we have? It's 8 sets. 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got 4. Now, from next week, we have a meeting. The following week, we must adjust those minutes. We agree on that.
Definitely, we do agree with that, because at times, when we are to adopt the minutes, we don't even remember what are what. So they are important. They are minutes from March now. Yeah. We already forgot, but we read that. So we agree that the minutes should be for the last minute.
Yes. Supported by Honorable Mary, seconded by Honorable Joe, and seconded by Honorable Chapter. Can I have the first that everybody got their minutes, ne? So it's a matter of going page by page and if there's any additions, corrections, comments on a particular page, you are free to do so. Just raise your hand and we give you a chance to comment, and then at the end of the chapter. So we're looking at the minutes of Wednesday, the 14th of November 2012. Any comments on page 1? Input, questions, corrections, page 1, anything on page 2, anything on page 3,
Gracias.
Anything on page four? Anything on page one?
13th.
Of the 13th March, 2013. 13th of March.
No, Chair. On that last on that last paragraph,
page
page two, I see that it was agreed that findings, observations, and recommendations should be in the current report be integrated.
We said that when you talk about the logic of them.
Yeah.
The observations must hold recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's be integrated into one thing, an observation and recommendation.
Did we do that?
Yeah, we just discussed and we did recommend that.
Oh, okay.
Because the problem where you found that the minutes, the report when you read them, you read about these observations that were not consistent. From company to company.
Yeah.
And at the end in the recommendation to forget what we had previously. And as a result, some of the information will be left behind from one to quarter observation. And we will not include the recommendation. So with every observation made, there must be a supporting recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And that must follow according to the various companies that they had.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was now in relation to the mining chapter report on the public hearings that we had.
Okay.
Anything else? Can I request then that you move for adoption?
I second.
Anything on page two?
Mm-hmm.
Page three. Thank you. request that out of questions that were raised, bullet point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, bullet point 8 rather goes under the conclusions. Members were concerned about the activities of the mining industry growth development and employment task team instead, and needed the department to provide the committee with a report on the activities of MIDDEV. We still want that report.
Good.
So can we have that point in particular? Because it's under questions that were raised by ourselves in that meeting. You take that point and you put it as a conclusion. The committee accepted the presentation by DMR. In future, the committee would like to see more details on actual implementation. In addition to that, that we request the department to provide us with a report on the activities of MIDDEV and a possible presentation for the proposal committee.
Thank you very much.
On page one.
Is
yeah.
Page one?
I see my name is not there. And I tend that my apology.
We'll check the register. And here was the register says, where was Honorable Kumbu?
Mm.
We have to remind ourselves.
Yeah. No, I tendered my apology, sir.
Okay. Page two.
Thank you.
the issue there was that there was a relationship problem, according to Pat Ramani, we had this on oversight where they said that they are not having a very good communication with the regional office there. So they were requesting that the committee should intervene in improving relations between themselves with the regional office. I think it was probably the planning. Who was that regional manager? When we're in Petra. So the same came up when they came here to us. What's the room number? M-something?
515. No, I've got the sentiment, but I'm just looking at the wording.
Is it correct?
Yeah. What's the sentiment?
You've got the wrong sentiment.
Elsewhere.
I think we
should we
the thing was that between the two there was lack of communication.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we established. Now to say it was found from Smith, I don't get that English.
Mm.
You should rather say there was a breakdown in communication between the DMR and PESA.
Mm.
And as a result, there was a break in communication, not miscommunication. They were not communicating with each other. As a result, there was a break in proper understanding. There was a break in proper understanding by Petra Mine in matters of compliance and reporting to DMR. In matters of compliance and reporting to DMR. Full stop. In this meeting, Petra reported the relation that we did. Is that better?
Yeah, for a person who was not there, I understand the issue, but for a person who would read the minutes,
Is that acceptable the way you correct it?
Precisely.
Thank you. Anything else on page 2? Page 3? Anything on page 3? Remember the second people who was Manipay. Can you reduce the sound of vibrations of
the phone? Not me. That's fine.
Not me. Somewhere this side on my left.
To request the report. Yeah. the application, please. Page 4. Yes,
that should be a reminder. If ever paper quality, please send the certified class
in. Did you send the document?
What's wrong with that?
did you get the copies anyway? Did you get copies of those chapters?
No.
Have you made the copies?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
See, that's why we need to request them, because we don't get them.
Oh, okay. Let's make sure that the copies are made and given to them, and then
not to them alone, Jefferson.
To all members.
To all members
of the committee,
yeah,
of the portfolio committee on mineral resources.
See, we act on behalf of the committee as well.
It's just a comma that we could not see that they picked up.
Yeah. Then we get those copies and we add the committee results there. Okay, the first one says Aquari should send the certified trustee's document to the committee, to the members of the portfolio committee. Trustee's document to the members of the portfolio committee. Money line by money. Mine should be given time to rectify their mistakes. Money line by mine should be given time to within the 21 days. Should be given time within the 21 days. To rectify outstanding matters. Because if a member was not there, there should be an apology. If there's no apology, there should just be out.
Bunga kotai. She frequents China.
I was there and I left, yeah. That was last week or the week before. Some of us have other appointments, Madam Chair.
The apology does come to say that you're coming late. It was forwarded. But remember, just come late, because remember we had a problem with time in terms of 9 o'clock. We said that we've got problems with transport, and we just don't make it the 9 o'clock time. And I requested that we change to 9:30. But we're still coming late, even now we're
starting to
wait
for something.
Something to change.
Shy away now.
So we'll have to buy each other clocks and put them on the forehead or something, I don't know.
So close.
But let's try, members, because it does really set us back, especially because sometimes we have meetings after 12 that come up to the different parties and we have to move.
It's only today.
But I also think that in terms of our minutes, we are resolving on this list. As of now, we have a meeting this week. It must be standard at number one on the agenda with adoption of the previous week's minutes. Because by the time we adopt these minutes, most of our memories are by far gone. That's another way of correcting it.
Yeah.
So it's the last time we're having a whole 8 set of minutes to adopt in one meeting. And we still have the report to get. Anyway, can we move for adoption for the minutes of the 24th of April? Honorable Jobo Bush for adoption. Seconded by Honorable Tonto. Are we at 22 May? The last like this don't even take 35 minutes, but so we should have enough. We ordered 22 mainly, the last bit. Have you done all of them? One? Anything on page one? Page two? Can you move for adoption of those minutes?
I
don't know. I don't know. Second and third, I don't know. Thank you. Can we go to the main report now? The mining charter report. The mining charter report. We all want the report now, and I'm sure we've made the request to its members. Are we fine? We made a specific report that members must please read the report before we come here today, this morning. Are we fine with it? Yes. We read the report. Because I'm just going to go through the report page by page, and if you've got any comments or any input, anything whatsoever, please raise your hand and say it aloud so that you can discuss around it. And be aware that when we come back, we're supposed to be having now on the 24th and 25th and 26th of June, we're supposed to be having the mining charter workshop. We're not going to have it on those 2 days. We're going to have it when we come back, that committee week that will be allocated to us. We're going to make use of those 2 days. It seems more convenient and not to disorganize members who are going to their constituency office. So we are going to have that workshop still on that day. And if there's anything you want to contribute in terms of that program that we need to develop for that day, please give an indication as we go through this.
Madam Chair, can I just say, I think, you know, whichever stance you take on the mining charter, one needs to go through that exercise. Because at the present moment, it's chaos. And it appears from this report that we didn't even guide those 10 mining companies
mm-hmm.
properly as what you report on. Because I don't think in our own mind we understand the mining charter, and neither could we give guidance to the mining companies.
Do you have copies
of the
charter?
Yes, I have. My office. I do.
No, I'm just checking.
But
so
you should have.
Don't
I mean,
have a copy.
Yeah.
And you send them the copy together with the other one, for the scorecard.
Yes. But what we should do is to ensure that we understand the mining charter and all its flaws, and otherwise we're going to go in circles. We expect our mining charters to adhere to the mining charter. We don't understand it ourselves. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Sure, I can. My apologies. I got your point. But I also think that with that program of the day, we said that we're going to have a day in Parliament. We said we're going to have a day in Parliament, and us having a day in Parliament is going to be for 2 days. And I have discussed with the Secretary that in mind, we haven't finalized the program, but in mind, you must keep in mind that when they come in and do the presentation, hopefully it will be after the APRDA has passed cabinet. So that as an initiation of that program, we have a presentation from DMR on the actual APRDA. We have a presentation on the mining charter in particular. We have a presentation on the scorecard, how DMR actually implements the scorecard, because when we do our oversight visits, or when we even discuss with the department, there's a lot of problems in the way the companies, the industry, comply to the charter. And the interpretation has got some gray areas. We understand it differently. So those are issues we need to bring out and actually put in as our own recommendations at the end of the workshop as to what are our contributions to the change.
And how it fits in with the new scorecard, or the new DTI, what do you call it? Codes of good practice. The codes of practice which DTI is busy developing, and how that fits and gels in with the mining chart, because, and our scorecard.
Yeah. There's some form of coordination or cross-cutting issues in the implementation of the charter. Also, on that day, we are envisaging that we must have a presentation from perhaps NUM and Solidarity, or perhaps organized labor. Can you look at it? Or organized labor. Also coming to make a presentation on their views of the charter. I also requested that we must look into MIDEBT coming with a presentation on the charter. We have the Chamber of Mines coming, and Chamber of Mines and SAMDA to also come in on their views on the charter. But in the main, I really think that the MIDEBT issue must be on it. We must get a presentation from MIDEBT and to understand that in them being there as their task team, how best have they tried to implement with industry the issues of the mining charter, the components in particular, those nine elements of the charter, how best have they implemented them? Because I think it also, in a way, drives us towards the problems they are facing now in terms of the strike. So that when we start our party here, then we have a clear direction as to what exactly we need to do or focus around in the issues of the mining charter. So there we have to do our reading, all of us, we have to do our reading. And we must be sure of the contributions that we make that they will actually be effective by the time the project is complete. At the end of the road. Okay. Should we then request that all members be sent copies of the mining chart and the scorecard? I think put them into the pigeonhole in preparation for this workshop now. And then we have, and if members have anything to prepare that they feel that you must include as part of that workshop, please send in those requests now. Let's not wait for the end, because we are now present, we're going to make an application to the Chair of Chairs to then have that workshop made. Possible on the first week of the committee.
When would that be?
July.
July.
When we come back after the second of July.
That's end of July.
I think that's the end that you come back. I'm not sure.
We come back on the 28th.
28th July, somewhere there. Yeah. But the first 2 days of committee week, we're going to be using the for the Manchester workshop. And we're also going to invite remember the top 10 mining companies, they still need to come back. Or in that process, those 10 companies, because of the way they presented to us, we were at Ulhoek, and they didn't get an opportunity to really understand what was going on, we said they must send in reports and detail to them what are we looking out for in the charter, that so that they give us their views. So we're hoping those reports will be coming in, and we'll be able to get copies of the reports and then evaluate those reports ourselves. we can play a part in contributing towards the workshop. Enjoy. That's what's very important.
Tapes, Madam Chair.
I request them. I don't even think I ask for these tapes. They're also free to do so. It's just that sometimes the information was so little in the previous reports that we had that you'd be scared to just take a statement that you see. So I'd play those DVDs. I requested them from where? From the PMG. From Sound and Vision.
PMG or Sound and Vision? Are there two different?
Vision.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sound and Vision does its own recording.
Yeah.
And PMG does its own, I understand.
PMG even publishes their report on a regular basis.
They do, yeah.
You go into the internet. And you look into their site, you'll actually find that in many instances they record well with our proceedings. I actually would recommend that you actually do.
So
just as a reminder to ourselves sometimes when you need feedback, I usually go to PMG.
Is it possible to retrieve some of the speeches, debates?
No, it's on the net.
Where?
It's there, on the website. On your computer, there in front of your office.
Oh. Where should I log to?
www.pmg.org.za.
You know the intranet, our intranet. It's easier to get through to them on the intranet.
What is it?
It is
there in
a document that you can use your document to get
that document. No,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
You must compile some of our features from that, you know.
So can I put it on a CD?
And now we're fortunate we have a researcher that's doing it all for us.
Wow.
So we are up to date
with the
resources.
Can you do that for me?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's start page one. Page one? Anything on page one? Are you with me?
Yeah.
The money chapter is on. Page 2. page 2.4, first line. Just correct the English there. The participation of the public hearing to vary not between but among the mining groups. Between is between two people or two parties.
Oh, among.
Among. Page 5. Page 8. Page 10. 11. This person is up to page 59, 60. Obviously, we have rest. I know where I have a query on or I need. Why don't we just say, whoever has something like, I would raise my hand and say, on page 30, this is what is happening, can you please repeat? Rather than telling those, up to now, we are now in page 15, nobody has anything.
Should we take one member, one by one? Yeah.
Not one whoever by one, it's just...
Whoever wants.
Whoever, yeah. Like, so no, just say on page 25, paragraph 3, blah, 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 blah.
Thank you. I think I'll go for the suggestion. Do we agree?
Is it because some are faster than others?
No, it's because we have already.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like somebody just did it.
No, I did.
I think I'd go for the suggestion that you just have deliberations around it, wouldn't we?
Yes, I just see that we were about to reach page 70, but I agree with the proposal, because it says analysis of submission newly redrafted in 2017, newly redrafted in 2013, and I think I don't recall having read this before then in this draft. I might be wrong. This is a new section, page 17. Yeah, 17, and I'm not sure to where it goes, but you'll see pages 23, 22, 24, 25, all got new, 26, 27 for instance. I mean, all those stuff is new stuff, which means that there was a lot of work put into it by the researcher.
You must remember that what he had to do, remember we got that flimsy report the last time where all these mining companies, the top 10 mining companies were put in a grid. And in that grid, they would then indicate to you actually to what would decide to what in terms of the components of the chapter. Now that has changed, instead, more detail has been given in terms of the analysis.
Yeah, it's much bigger.
And I'm sure that according to the researchers written to the paper and having compiled it, but I think it's more valuable information than the readers exactly, which we agreed that you take down better detail. It's an analysis from page 17, right?
I think it's quite far. It's
yeah.
Quite page
and it takes it per mining company.
Yes.
According to the 10 mining companies, so there's better consistency also in terms of the information given. And somewhere along the report also you get to see that where they didn't know what to report on, or where they still owe us information, it reflects in their name. Any other comments? Can I then request that you go to page 59?
Can I just ask something? Sorry, my page 47.
Yeah.
Page 47. It's definitely a new section. There's some letters in the middle of the page. I'm not sure whether yours or the same. Kind of these funny letters on the right hand side. I'm not sure whether that. I think it could have been that.
I think there's an issue of copy and paste.
That could be. Yeah. Okay.
But if it's correctly reflected, the.
I understand that it's got the correct copy there, and something happened when we accepted the track changes. That was a hidden graphic.
Because what you find is there's some more writing at the bottom, and the paragraph 618.4 Anglo Gold Ashanti has been cut off, or apparently been cut off from this.
This would not be there.
Yes.
There would be text there, and we have the correct text.
I think let's have copies made for all of us. How could we send that happen so that we can just browse it before we adopt
this?
Just at one side.
Can I just, on the third last bullet, I don't think we're policemen. I think we should be portrayed as policemen. If you look, we could state it somewhat differently. It says the committee should conduct oversight visits to the 10 mining companies that presented on compliance to the mining charge. Sorry, page 59. Sorry, I'm on the recommendations. Recommendations,
bullet
four. Paragraph 8, bullet 4. The fourth bullet, paragraph 8.
The committee should conduct oversight visits to the 10 mining companies that presented on compliance to the mining charge to verify the accuracy of the information that was provided.
I would rather put it to monitor compliance.
Monitor compliance.
To monitor compliance with the mining charges. So there it looks like a policeman to verify the accuracy. It looks like we're doubting the accuracy, and I don't think that is quite fair. You know.
Also, we're setting ourselves up for a big program to visit 10 mines.
I was just going to say that we've never visited the 10 mines. We are not about to visit the 10 mines. Instead, I think we should completely change that sentence to say that we requested that they send us reports that we can make use of towards the workshop. Because I think we're giving a wrong impression here. We're not going to visit the 10 mines.
Yeah.
We haven't decided on visiting the 10 mines. It's not realistic.
Why don't we just leave that bullet point out then?
Yeah, I don't think that's
really
yeah.
But now, Chair, sorry, how do you verify that information if it's if it's true, if they will tell you that we complied 100%, how do you verify that as a committee?
But that is why we're going to have the workshop. It's for us to debate and trash out the issues of the Mining Charter.
But
you see, madam, okay, one issue, sorry, is, you know, what bothered me and still bothers me is the mining companies every 12 months, submit their compliance with the mining charter. And we haven't seen those, and there's never been, on the face of it, been considered, presented by the Department of Mineral Resources at that particular hearing. So the way to verify is basically to ask the DMR to say, please provide us with the documents you are provided on a 6-monthly basis, so we can see whether those figures do comply, and then to have the DMR's input if you want to verify. But for us to go to the mine, I mean, I'm going to see a lot of things. I'm not going to be able to interpret what I'm seeing. Quite honestly, it's not possible. Yeah, you can't. So verifying it would rather be by virtue of those documents which they submit to DMR on a 6-monthly basis, and then having DMR comment on it, because then we have some views and we can get a feeling as to what exactly is the correct state of affairs.
Are you suggesting that we should then request part of the presentation of DMR to maintain consistency? It should be based on this very 10 lines as to how we have been.
I think that's a major undertaking. All I'm saying is, if we want to verify, which I don't think we should verify, but Mr. Gololo wants to verify, I think one should then say, listen, these are the documents, these are our report. And the next step is, we would like to see whether, how far the mining companies have conformed to the new mining charter. In other words, not verifying, monitoring to see if there is and has been compliance according to DMR as per the reports I think they send in on a 6-monthly basis. That's all I'm saying. So then Mr. Blawell can say, I don't agree with the 50% indicated in this report. It seems to be 28% or 60% or whatever.
I think the sentiment for one and is to say that the committee should develop a monitoring tool based on the information given by the developers. Whatever we do about that, you know, I would take what you're suggesting here, Honorable Smith, that on the basis of this information, we juxtapose this with that would come from the department, and look at whether these talk to each other, you know, saving ourselves a visit to all these 10 companies, which would be impossible.
You're quite right, because we're not going to understand what we see in any event, and what the documents are, these stack of piles of documents, so, and then have DMR talk to them. You want to?
Yeah. Surely the critical point.
And the top 10, what are we assessing? Look at the top 10, most probably richest companies in the country.
Those annual reports are
suspect.
How
is it
going
to prove that what we're going to assess or find out of that
doesn't
going to be fair to, you know, compare with the rest of the mining industry?
Madam Chair, doesn't it come in just when there is an argument between them? Because the DMR does the oversight.
Uh-huh.
If it produces a report, which we should have access to if we want, and the mining company then disputes that report, when there's a case of dispute, surely that's the only time that we need to get involved. If the DMR is monitoring this and they say yes, they agree with the mining company on the level of compliance, then we don't need to get involved at all. It's only when the two disagree.
But what are we trying to prove? You know what I'm worried about? Is that here we are, we take the top 10 companies, the richest, the most established, we get these answers out of them, and then what? And in the meantime, we find a situation where the smaller companies are not even getting business from DMR. That's what bothers me about it. And you might find that the evaluation of the whole process might end up being different if we say the 10 top mining companies and the 10 most bottom mining companies.
Doesn't DMR look at that anyway?
I'm not so certain about this. I wouldn't be.
I think it doesn't make a difference in my mind, in the sense that when you monitor the compliance of these companies, you do not use one size fits all. If you talk about these top 10, these are top 10, I would say, companies that have been in the field that know the grit of avoiding legal compliance, and therefore we can't abdicate our responsibility by saying they are big guns and therefore they cannot be monitored. They should be monitored. Well, the monitoring tool would not be the same tool that you are using when you are monitoring a medium-sized company. But no one, the legal parameters should be used to all equitably. If we talk about compliance, you can't say the big companies have already complied and therefore we can't measure them or can't monitor them. We need to monitor them as well. If, say, for instance, DMR is complaining about lack of consultation, breakdown in communication, I mean, that would also need to address as a committee. It's part of our oversight. Because all I'm saying is that these are the companies that know the field, they know how to dodge, and they know the corners. So,
Madam Chair, I don't think they're dodging anything.
They report
to the to DMR, as I said, on a 6-monthly basis. Now, and the question I would like to ask DMR is, why are those reports of their compliance, which they send every 6 months, not an issue which is put before this committee? In other words, why don't they bring those reports and say, listen, why did they not bring that report to say the last report submitted by PHP Bulletin, for instance, indicated A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
It's not right.
The last
A is not right and C is not
the
right.
The last 6 months.
We, yeah, quite right. The last six
yeah.
months. Why are they, do they have the capacity to look at 1,500 mining companies who are now operating 6 monthly reports? Do they have capacity to analyze? Do they have the capacity to give it back to us and say, this is my meaningful conclusion? And that's the question, because we don't have the capacity. DMR should say, do they have the capacity? And if so, where are the reports and what's your conclusion based on these reports? Not on a thumbs-up feeling of BHP Bulletin is and Anglo is not, or whatever the fact may be. That, so there must be statistics. There must be papers. And that's my question, where's the papers?
Okay, I'm happy to cover it, Chairperson, because my question was, are we committing ourselves to monitoring these 10 companies, of which it is clear that we will not make it? But now that Honorable Smith says, let's take it to DMR to do it for us.
It's already done. It's already done. The mining committee is doing it on a 6-monthly basis.
Just to send the report.
Yeah.
There's a way of the report being presented to the committee, because in fairness, we haven't requested it from them also. That's the other problem.
And they didn't mention. That's the point.
No,
in fact, one mining company in fact said, we do submit these reports. And none of us took up the issue to say, but where are the reports? If you think back now. None of us said, where are the reports?
Thanks, Chair. Well, I don't think there's a harm in the recommendations, because they must be looked in relation to others.
Mm-hmm.
From the first bullet point, we're raising all number of issues that we say DMR should do this.
Mm-hmm.
And the totality of that picture need to have a capacity as a committee.
Mm-hmm.
Or in fact, must have authority on the information that is applied to us, that there is a transformation in the sector. mining site. So I really wouldn't find a problem. Whether you use the wells to verify or to monitor, it should not be material, because it seeks to position the committee on developing authority that the information that we have is information that has been processed. So something that we must rely on. But it's correct, because we say when you look into those recommendations, they help us to prepare for the workshop that we're talking about.
Yeah, I was saying, Chair, I think as a way of verifying or monitoring, we could also use, I don't know, because now there's a new union now, that AMCU, if they could provide us with information, but I don't think so. We are not, yeah. Because I was going to say that even organized labor could also assist us. We could also use that as one of the instruments to get more information on the compliance by these mining companies, not only the department but also organized labor as well. Thank you.
I think that the main issue is that as part of the workshop, like I mentioned earlier, there are people who are going to come and present in the sense of organized labor. But why I was now precisely stressing the issue of this debt, if you had to ask me, I think if there's any group of people or any task team or any committee or whatever you want to call them, that really had to be on top of issues, even with the situation of the sites now, up and beyond the mining charter issue, it needs that. So if MICDET was there, you know, we'd be having this as we're asking each other now. But as part of the workshop, we make sure that we call MICDET so that we understand their role, because we had an opportunity to listen to what MICDET. But also in the main, up and beyond MICDET itself, Chamber of Mines is going to be there, Dusamda, coming to give their presentation. Labor is going to be there, coming to give their views. The department is going to be there, coming to give their views as part of the presentation. But at the end of that workshop, I think on the last part of it, we should be able then to say that as a committee, the recommendations that we are putting forward are based on what we would have heard from the finance, in conjunction with what we have in terms of the report that we have to adopt. So I think that's where we'll actually get our actual answer. But I think what was coming out also, we omitted the fact that we should have requested from TMR to also make an assessment or an evaluation, because we remember they used to attend these meetings of these 10 top 10 mining companies, so that they answer us in terms of what is realistic. Because they can't evaluate themselves as a mining company. They might give their views, but eventually we're going to have to make our own evaluation of the situation before we can give recommendation or what needs to change in the mining charter. Rather, request the TMR, as it was said now, the DMR then gets an opportunity to give us a report in those presentations that give an indication of the reports that they get and what they do with these reports and how far best do they comply or not comply as the top 10 mentors. That's the best way I can think of it. But then we won't be able to make a conclusion now. It will also be on that particular day, particularly the second day of the workshop. No, we don't have the report. The issue is the recommendation that we're going to get out of this in conclusion. Because by then we'll most probably have the NPRCA. Remember, the NPRCA has passed, is the cabinet or has passed cabinet. But the bottom line is that very soon they will be coming to us to come and tell us about the NPRCA. And the best timing would be that very workshop. Can we take a break? Let's take a break before we come back.
That would be nice.
What is wrong?
The whole of this party is so tired, I don't know. Not myself. Oh yeah. These are romantic fruits. Share them. Oh my God. You can't say no to me.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's a super department, mine. Super, number one. Naraibar in the other. Chile, it's a super ministry. It's a ministry. So after the presidency, it's mining. Well, no, they underestimate it, and yet this economy is based on mining. We are what we are because of mining. It's supposed to be number one. I think it is us. Excuse me. Okay. I know, I'm okay now. I can just drink water. Wait, huh? Oh, man. Oh, Peter. Kupi. Nenzintoni manje. Yeah. You change your password on that thing after it expires. Yeah, because I carry every month you have to change the. Or you don't access your Parliament.
He's got his papers here, so I think he is. How much more do we have to talk about?
Yeah. You have to change it from your desktop to that and from your phone. Do you know where to change your
password? I mean, I think we're just about done, as far as I can see.
Do you know where to change
it? I mean, we're really got to look at the big questions in that workshop.
The proclamation says by the President of the Republic of South Africa, number 14/2015, commencement of the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Amendment Act 2008, Act number 49 of 2008, in terms of Section 94 of the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Amendment Act 2008. Act number 49 of 2008, I hereby determine that the said act shall come into operation on the 7th of June 2013. Given under my hand and the seal of the Republic of South Africa at Cape Town on this 23rd day of May 2013. Signed by the President, by order of the President in Cabinet, Minister of the Cabinet Shaba. What does this mean? Anyway, it's not part of the agenda. I was just using
yeah.
I also just got the information.
Madam Chair, should it be part of a future agenda?
Are you ready for it now?
I think it was maybe part of the future agenda.
It's a big question. I mean, it changes a lot of things, and it's going to make things. We've now got a new regime, and it's going to last until a new act comes in, which is like maybe in a year's time or something like that. So, I mean, I don't know why it's been done now. Maybe somebody can come and tell us.
Yeah, we're going to go into this now, because I'm only getting to know it now.
Just, you know, some of the comments that's come so far is that it's going to put. Environmental planning, it's going to take it away from DMR and put it with environment. That's basically one of the effects of this. But then in the new amendment, it gets taken back again. So until that new law is passed, what's going on? I mean, are they going to be able to pass anything? It could be quite serious. So should we be talking about it?
No, I just wanted to find out from Honorable Lord. Are you sure we must do it now?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's your voice.
Yeah, no, just
say
sometime in the next week.
Yeah, but your voice is saying for another agenda. I thought you said so.
At the risk of loading Mr. Nickel with more work, can we not have just a short couple of pages on what the implications are of this?
Okay.
So we can make an assessment on how serious it is.
Yeah. Or you've already requested the legal services, and then possibly you can have a report, and that report then sent out to everyone.
And then on the basis of that, we decide whether or not we need to do anything.
Can we make it another agenda item then next week? Anyway, can we go back now to the recommendation? Do you have any other input to the recommendation before we adopt this report?
The visit to the mining company.
The 10 mining companies, look at that. Let's put it to the truth. There's another request for a detailed report from DMR. Because if you remember, DMR was part of the process.
Mm.
That when they come and present during the workshop, they present to us the audit. Say request that DMR gives us a detailed report based on the assessment done during the visit by the 10 top mining companies. And the report should be based on the compliance, issues of compliance to the 9 elements of the charter and submission of the report. I need the scorecard is according to the 9 elements.
Yeah, on transformation. Possibly.
If I'm right, Madam Chair, the mines have to report every 6 months to DMR.
Yes.
Can DMR not just give us a report maybe every 6 months on the level of compliance?
Based on those 10 companies.
And then we decide on the basis of that. If the mining companies are not complying or they are they're arguing with the DMR about
or
whether or not they are complying, that's when we step in.
Determine the level of transformation and compliance within the industry. Eventually. It might be by annual.
By annual.
You're working with it by annual, considering the load of work in the company, the DMR is also realistic. Are they doing justice to those reports?
In itself, that will be interesting information. Because if they can't stay on top of it, how realistic is it to have it in the charter?
Yeah.
Madam Chair, can we make it broader than that, not just confined to the top 10, but across the industry, so we get a full picture?
How much time are we giving them? They just think of the time frame. How much time do we have for the whole month? But it's expected of them to have those reports anyway.
Yeah.
And then what do? They present it to province.
However they want to.
Just worry about the numbers.
But if it's a summary, I think we want to look at trends. You know, they can say it's working well here, it's not working here, and that we can pick up what's going on.
So would that say, and then look at the second bullet point, the same report.
It's fine.
By when should we have this report? By what date is the second term starting? What date is the committee with?
23rd, 22nd, something like that.
Can I request it 2 weeks before this day?
Beginning of July, no, 7th of July.
7th of July.
So let me just find the Friday of that week.
Is that 7th the Friday?
Hang on a second. It's Friday the 5th.
Friday the 5th. Canadian for adoption of this report.
Thank you.
Hi, man. So my, I'm going to tell you,